Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here on this Thanksgiving Day. And I want to tell you about a story that is about cause and effect and how one person can make a difference in the course of human history. He was born in what is now called Massachusetts, USA. His father named him Tisquantum, and he was a member of the Patuxet tribe, which was part of a confederation of tribes known as the Wampanoags. The Wampanoags, which means Eastern people, inhabited much of what is now known as New England. Tisquantum would become very important in the future of America, but not before his life would change in ways not to be imagined by any 17th century Native American. In 1605, Captain George Weymouth thought financial backers might be impressed if they saw real live Indians. In an expedition on the east coast of the New World, Captain Weymouth lured three real live Indians onto his ship, and he kidnapped them and took them back to England, and one of those Indians was Tisquantum. In England, Tisquantum eventually came to live with Sir Ferdinand Jorge, a financier of the New World exploration and exportation. Jorge taught Tisquantum English and employed him to be a guide and interpreter for his sea captains. Tisquantum, who was now called Squanto, was brought back to America in 1614 to assist in the mapping of the New England coast, but he had a great flaw, his inability to know which Englishman to trust. It kept getting him into trouble, and incredibly, he was kidnapped along with a couple of dozen other Indians. And this time, Squanto was taken to Malaga, Spain, to be sold. Well, a group of friars discovered what was happening with these now slave Indians, and they took several of them, including Squanto, from their captors in order to instruct them in Christianity. Squanto lived with the friars until he became homesick, and in 1618, he boarded a ship for Newfoundland. In another twist of fate, while in Newfoundland, Squanto ran into an old associate of his, Ferdinand Jorge, who took Squanto, apparently willingly this time, back across the waters for the fifth time. Now, this is early 1600. Squanto is now crossing the Atlantic as an Indian the fifth time, and it was his second trip to England. Now, Squanto is trilingual, and that made him a unique resource, and Jorge once again employed his Indian friend to return to America to map the coastline that was so familiar to him. When he got there, arriving in his home range in 1619, Squanto made the shocking discovery that during his absence, his people, the Wampanoags, had become decimated by an epidemic in 1617, which also wiped out every member of his family in his home village. About the same time, plans were being laid to establish a colony in what the English then considered the northern boundary of Virginia. These plans came to fruition on September 6th, 1620, when the Mayflower, the 90-foot Mayflower, set sail from Plymouth, England. The manifest recorded the names of 110 passengers and crew, including 37 laden separatists who we now call pilgrims. To be sure, demographically, the Mayflower passengers were an unlikely and sometimes contentious gaggle, even though they were in the minority. The 37 laden separatist pilgrims treated their non-separatist passengers with condescension and actually called them the others. But there was one common thread. Each embarked on a courageous adventure to claim new prospects in the new world. So, landfall of the Mayflower happened 66 days later on September 9th when they came ashore at the tip of what is now Cape Cod, and they wandered around there until they stumbled across a graveyard, an Indian graveyard, and they were run off back into to their ship. But safely back there and sailing toward the main coast, the colonists created a very important document during that trip. They called it the Mayflower Compact, and we now know it to be the first set of laws established for settlers of the New World. The next landfall would be more peaceful, and on the day after Christmas, 1620, the colonists chose to establish their new life on the mainland shore of what is now Massachusetts in a place they named Plymouth. That first winter, 1620-1621, was very cold and very cruel. By March, less than half of the Mayflower contingent remained alive. But with all of their misfortune, they were about to discover something for which they would later become very thankful. On March 16th, an Indian named Samoset walked into their colony, into their camp, and he greeted them with, "Hello, English!" Samoset was a Monhegan sachem, which means leader, from the state of Maine, and he'd been hunting and trading in the area. And even though he spoke some English, Samoset knew these poor-looking, sad-looking folks would need more help than he could give them. So he knew our friend Squanto. Remember our trilingual world-traveling orphan Squanto? Well, it turns out that the colonists had set up their settlement, the Plymouth settlement, on the very spot of Squanto's village. And Samoset brought Squanto to the colonists, and during the rest of the year, the two befriended and taught these bedraggled pilgrims how to fish, grow crops, and survive in the new land. So think about that, folks. And of course, as we know about the Thanksgiving that followed, right? What would have happened without Samoset? What if he hadn't gone to get Squanto? These are the great cause and effect questions, right? What if Squanto had not been kidnapped and taken to Europe? What if he'd not learned English? What if he hadn't wanted to help someone? Neither Squanto nor any of his new friends could have known that 393 years later, not just the United States, but in fact the world is still benefiting from the experiences of his life and the benevolence of their hearts. One person can make a difference. Think about what would happen, where the world would be today, if it hadn't been for those people and the way they came together, and how one person can make a difference. Think about that, folks, as we think about Thanksgiving today. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.